10 surefire ways to screw up your health and fitness. Hey y'all, today I have had a sucky day. Yes, it happens to the best of us. And when I have a sucky day, I get very bold in my writing. So today I would like to share some of my thoughts with you in a rather direct way. My hope in doing so is to help you identify areas in your life that need improving if you are interested in achieving your health and fitness goals. The 10 habits that I'm about to list are common types of behavior that lead to health and fitness failure. I have seen people fall prey to these traits over the last 12 years. My hope is that you can learn from their mistakes. Number 10, become unorganized with your time and schedule. I have yet to see scatterbrained and unorganized people take good care of their health and fitness. They are always in a hurry and never seem to make time to organize the basics, such as what they are going to eat and when they are going to eat it. Seldom do I see these people schedule in a workout for the day because their lives are semi unorganized. If you are living your life in a chaotic and unorganized way, I would implore you to take a course on time management or read a good book on the subject, because I have news for you. You will never reach your goals until you get this lifestyle trait straight. Number 9, skip breakfast. Breakfast is one of those magical meals that your mother was right about. Today, more Americans do not eat breakfast than those of us who do. Shame on us. Breakfast is essential for a few reasons. First, since it is the first meal of the day, it has the ability to take your body from a catabolic state, meaning breaking down of muscle, to an anabolic state, meaning the building up of muscle. Make sure that your breakfast contains adequate protein and an adequate amount of low-indexed carbohydrates to get your energy up. Second, breakfast has been proven to improve both your ability to concentrate and your ability to focus. This all adds up to the following: being more productive at work, being a better parent, and being better at whatever you may be doing because you have more energy and increased physical capacity. Third, if you consume the right food in the right amount, it has the wonderful ability to jumpstart your metabolism and get your blood sugar on the right track for sustained energy. Bottom line, stop with the excuses and get on with your breakfast. Number 8, become a workaholic. If you were a workaholic, you might as well cut your chances of good health in half. Now, I am not saying that all workaholics are doomed to a life of sedentary slovenliness, but I am saying that if your work is so important that nothing else matters, and many are in this boat, then you, my friends, are screwed. I myself am a workaholic, and I manage to keep myself in pretty dang good shape. At least I think so. I know countless others who have achieved this too. If your, quote, you time is non-existent, you're going to have to do some serious reprioritizing. You will have to dig yourself out of this lethal trap. You can do it if you make the decision to do it. The time is now. Number 7, do not list peer support. When you make the decision to make health and fitness a priority in your life, you should sound it from the rooftops, literally. Tell as many people as you can about your goals. Be deliberate and be proud. Let it be known to every soul that the good graces of entering into your presence, that they have the good graces of entering into your presence. Why? Because if you do not, you will be surrounded by people who only know the old you. And the old you is the you that you are trying to ditch. Yes, you will still have annoying people who try to be cute by trying to pull you down to their level. This is just human nature. Misery loves company, and health and fitness is no exception. The moment you announce your intentions, all hell is going to break loose against you. So you must enlist as much peer support as possible. Family, friends, close coworkers, and colleagues are good places to start. Heck, when you get them to do it with you, create your own movement, your own army. Number six, get rid of your backbone. Remember that once you put your plan into action, that all hell is going to break loose around you. Yes, life is going to happen, and you will have numerous barriers along the way. Get used to it, my friends. Suck it up and grow a backbone, because if you don't, you will find yourself in the corner of your living room in the fetal position, sucking your thumb and sipping Swiss Miss and inhaling Swedish Fish. If you have a passive personality that is naturally defenseless, I would encourage you to read books such as Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne W. Dyer and Virus of the Mind by Richard Brody. These awesome reads can help you reprogram your weak mind into a fortress that can withstand even the most devastating onslaught of comfort food temptations. Number five, let ignorance run its miserable course. When I speak to companies about health and fitness, it always blows me away about how very ignorant the average American is about health, fitness, and nutrition. Now, I am not saying that we all need to hold doctorates in these subjects, but it is absolutely essential to possess a core of knowledge that will serve you in these areas. You can educate yourself through many good avenues. Magazines devoted to health and fitness abound. Online forums, blogs, and discussions are endless. Books are printed by the minute, and seminars are sold out every day. Lack of opportunity is not the problem. The problem comes into play when we kid ourselves into thinking that it is somebody else's responsibility to teach us. So get off your butt and learn about the most important subject in your life, which is how to correctly care for the only thing that will make you money, keep a job, enhance your relationships, and have a great life in general: your body. Well, there you have it, my friends. The first five ways you can screw up your health and fitness. Stay tuned for next week, where I will reveal the next five. The best is yet to come. Life is good, my friends. See you next week.